This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, like I said, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com. You can email us at paul@a21r.com, and I've been getting several emails and reports, of course, on Chris's information about the Oroville Dam. Tomorrow, we will be having dam expert Scott Cahill on. He'll be giving us an assessment of the opening of the big gates down there to see whether or not the spillway will hold. I believe it will. I don't have any reason to believe at this point in time that with a small amount of water going over the spillway without, you know, thumping it down there, like 250,000 CSF or something, I think we're going to see success. But, you know, we've got some more problems going on that we're trying to eliminate, and those are the problems of the explosives being utilized on a dam in which you have really a hydrated soil, a very, very, we see leaks already on the dam, and they are leaks. They're going to pound up and down that they're not leaks. It's pretty the way they're pounding up and down. They should be using 2 feet, and they're using their canes. Anyway, not a really, really good idea what they're doing in terms of the. So do they need to take away some of the soil areas that might end up acting as debris? Listen to this, as debris. If there is in fact a dam failure, in which, like the kind we saw, the huge burrowing out of a plunge pool, as they call it, they were going to take out soil that, as you look at this spillway on the right side abutment, it looks like it's maybe, I don't know, not quite, maybe 50 yards away. There, you know, it's not a lot of feet. It's not 5 or 6 or 9,000 feet away. That's stupid. It is not that at all. It's right there. You can see it. You can see it right from the vantage point on Oro Dam Road, which tomorrow we anticipate there's going to be quite a crowd out there when the water starts to spill down. But it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out, the channeling and all that other good stuff. My point is that a lot of people have a lot of concern. And this soil that they're removing is, somebody said it, and I agree with it. I was watching them trying to remove this the other day when I was up there. I think it's soil that they want to get out of there in anticipation of another plunge pool scenario in which the spillway goes and fails. And where's the dirt? What's going to happen? All that soil that's right there is going to be washed into the river, the Feather River. Now, that's kind of important because the Feather River uses the water. I mean, it uses that waterway when it drains from the dam. That's what the Oroville Dam is all about. They got a dam, and underneath on the right-hand side, as you look at it, there's a power plant called the Hyatt Power Plant. It is fed by several penstocks that come from the reservoir side. They're big, large tubes, and they turn turbines, large turbines inside the power plant. And that water is exited out two major ducts. They go D-U-C-T-S, ladies and gentlemen. Ducks, not quack, quack, duck thing. But they go out, and what happens is that they exit into a channel, which is really the Feather River, because you dammed up the Feather River. And, of course, you can imagine on the other side you got the pool, and on the front side you got the river channel right there. If you jam up that channel, what happens is the water continues to exit out of those big ducts from the powerhouse. And if the channel is clogged, it starts to fill up just like you would a pool. If you take a hose and put the hose in the pool, it starts to fill up. Shocking. Well, what will happen, it's more shocking than you think, and I use the term in an electrical way, because what happens, and this is exactly what happened in the last scenario in which we saw this sort of thing going on, what happened was is that water started to back up into the power plant. Dangerous. Danger, danger, Will Rogers. Danger. Big time danger. Because what happens is that there could be a large explosion inside the power plant. As those turbines continue to hum, they could flood out and there could be explosions. Those are some of the things that our experts have told us. I think they've even agreed from the DWR that this is sort of the scenario they do not want to have. And we don't want to have it either, please. We don't want to have it, but we are here to question what has been going on with that dam. And we're going to continue to question it, so much so that we filed a lawsuit. And we will be proceeding to court this week. We filed a lawsuit in Superior Court, and you'll be hearing more about that. We hope the best for the dam. We hope nothing has to happen, but I think there's been complete lack of preparedness in the event something should happen. And we learned our lesson when we almost lost about 1 million people. We're going to run some numbers for you. We got some interesting numbers from some of our citizen journalists in comparison to this dam versus the dam that broke in North Dakota. That is a very small dam, but did enormous amounts of damage over a large portion of South Dakota to Nebraska. It's created quite a mess down there, threatening farms, of course, that produce soybeans, and so much of the agricultural heart, if you will, of the United States is being affected by that. And that's really a small dam. It's about a 20 to 24 foot dam. What? Yeah. And all this water came rushing out. That is what is a problem. Oroville Dam is not a 24, 5, 30 foot. It's more like an 899.9 foot tall dam. It is the tallest earthen filled dam in the United States and one of the top five, I believe, in the world. This has got major water behind it. And if it was to go, it's not going to be some small little inundation zone. It's going to cover most of the North State and even beyond, well beyond Sacramento, wiping out Sacramento, I might add. If you take a look at some of the comparative numbers of the reality check, as we call it, water will be standing clearly for 20, 25 feet through most of the inundation zone. And this could be trouble for a lot of people. And we don't want to have it happen in the middle of the night. We don't want to have these things kind of all of a sudden just be thrown upon us, even though we're thinking that there's going to be some relief from the rain and from everything else. There's not going to be relief from the rain. We're going to get more rain, which means more snow in the upper mountains. But listen, it's springtime, and as springs on you, the water begins, the ice or the snow up in the mountains begins to melt. And that's why what happens in most of these dam failures, or what happens really when you have high water marks in dams and reservoirs, it's usually in the late spring, early summer. Because that snow just continues to melt and melt and melt, and pretty soon, you know, you're capturing more and more water, which is exactly what we want to have happen, which is exactly what is happening. Anyway, we're running up against the clock here. I want to make sure that we are opening the phone line so you can call in, 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255, for information relative to the Oroville Dam. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff here in a few moments, more information in a few moments. This is going to be some big stuff, ladies and gentlemen, big, big stuff that's happening at the dam. And we hope that it all goes well. I mean, our hope is it all goes well, but we think that we need to raise flags when it's necessary to raise flags so that we can not hinder the process of getting a strong, structurally sound dam back. And right now it doesn't look like they've got that. In fact, what it looks like is we got that replacement spillway and we still got leaks in the exact same spot. It's uncanny. But it shouldn't be a surprise. When you go back and look at the old photos and you look at what's been going on there, these are the patch areas that they were trying to patch the last time the dam broke. And they should have been patched or taken care of, mitigated for over a course of, you know, 20, 30 years. Yet they took that money and spent it, not on the dam, but on illegal foreign nationals. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. Looking over some of the pictures our citizen journalists have been sending me about what's going on. This is like real-time stuff happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. Just within days, actually, these pictures that I'm looking at were printed up or taken yesterday. And like I said, very, very telling. But one of the ones that we were referring to with Chris Street, we just luckily found. Here it is. And this is a very, very, these are very telling pictures. And I'll sort of describe them to you. If you're taking a look at the spillway, and you'll see, just stay right across the street, right straight up, it's kind of interesting because you've got an early release of the water going on. I think this picture was actually taken 3 days ago. And the water is channeling down four distinct parts of the spillway. And it's interesting because they seem to stop. Imagine, if you will, you take a piece of paper and you snip it, you know, every couple of centimeters. And you kind of got a wavy thing there. You can wave with your, you know, like your fingers waving. But you can wave it like a wand, so to speak, and it all flutters around. But if you take them and just hold it, you'll notice that wherever you cut to separate the segments of paper, it's open, right? Well, that's what we have here. We have that opening that's between each one of the strips of water on the dam. Now, it's kind of interesting because if you take a look, and I know they're listening. I know you guys are listening to this show. I get it. You know, you want to find out what we're thinking. Go right ahead. Good luck to you. Anyway, the water as it's channeling down. Now, you would think it would cover the entire surface, and it does not. You know, you wouldn't have this lineage, if you will, going down where you see the water channeling through. And you don't see any porting from the training walls that are there. You don't see any of that stuff. But you do see the leakage that I would say it would be there from the water channeling down off those ports and some of it. But oddly enough, it's still that leakage up there at the very, very top, about more than two-thirds up. Well, about, I'd say 50% up, where the water arches down over the hill, where it has to come cascading at a very high rate. And when you take a look at that, it's kind of interesting. It's very compelling to look at that and see that the exact same spot, you still have most of the big leakage going on. So, you know, to me, it's just more evidence that in that area where the bend is on the hill, you've still got, along the vertical seams, leakage. And it's just clearly identifiable. It does not appear to really be from the channels on either side. Now, I say that because this thing has to be spot on. You have to have every little detail on this spillway completely flat, surfaced, level, everything. And when they came in with the concrete that has rebar in it, structurally sound concrete. They used 2 foot, 2.5 foot segments that were brought in, and or not brought in, but made right there on the scene. They are broken up into these large panels, if you will, and the panels, each one not interlocking, but laid down so that you would have a smooth surface, but you'd still have these expansion type of joints between them. Those are the obvious weak spot in the whole thing. The problem is that behind this visual, as you look at it, there's water, an enormous pressure that's coming through the mountain and below the dam's gates. And the gates are collectively known as the headworks. Okay, this headwork is what is really in question because they did not do much repairing on the headwork or the gates. They've left that alone. Danger, danger, danger here. Because the problem is we know that one of those gates has a 50-foot crack in it and around the concrete and in the abutment concrete. That is not a good thing. We know that that one, that I think it's the same one, does not work properly. It's got a galling situation where it's kind of torqued and twisted. So it's not functioning properly. And oddly enough, that seems to be the most leakage that we've been seeing since they had the damn gates closed, actually. So now we've got this situation where they're going to want to open. My point is, if they're going to get aggressive about this, that would be wrong. The concrete still is in its early stages of curing. That's the other problem. But the bigger problem is still these leaks. So, and here's the point. If you start to rush down more water than it can handle, you're going to get a blowout. You're going to get a rupture. And therein lies the dilemma. We would hope that they have some measured circumstances where they're running the water at very low velocity and amount. Now, this thing has been built up to around 200,000 CSF. No more than 25 in my suggestion, just to make it right. You should be able to take the water out at 25,000 CSF, and also down at the bottom, you could take it out another 10. Now you've got 35,000. That would probably be enough to get away with it, but if they have a notion, and if it ever comes down to a massive amounts of water like we saw on between the 11th and the 12th and 13th and 14th and 15th and 16th of February, then we have a problem that could result in the taking down of the dam. Now, that is a big question. Will the dam survive over time, over years? I don't think it will. Will it be a different configuration of a dam if it goes again? Well, I don't know, but I do know one thing, that if the dam does go again, you can bet that the state of California will be at Donald Trump's doorstep begging for more money, federal money to rebuild it and rebuild it right in this midst of natural disasters. But, of course, what we've determined out here in California, we don't have natural disasters anymore because we have something known as disaster capitalism. Every time we have a fire or a flood, our state government appeals, goes begging for the state of California, from the federal government, to give the state of California billions and billions of dollars to rebuild, billions. Well, of course, all that money that we've seen has gone. They need it for budgetary purposes to feed the government. Now, Trump has cut that off. Trump has cut that off. And mainly because some of the arguments, it goes back to those headworks, that those headworks needed repairs to the tune of around $200 to $300 million. Rather than use the money that they had allocated for the other parts of the spillways, which is maybe not to get so sophisticated with the emergency spillway, they should have transferred that money and rebuilt those headworks. But no, they didn't do that because they want to hold out and put pressure on the president to release that $330 million, so that the federal government's paying for it. Of course, that is the big challenge. Even Doug LaMalfa, the representative down there, who's probably, he's a fan of the dam. The reason is his property, his ranch, is right beneath it. He can actually go look out his back window and see the dam. So he chimes in and said, look, at this request by the state of California for that additional $330 million that Trump has taken away from them is garbage. Why should the federal government pay twice? That's his argument. Why should the federal government pay twice for what the California government should have done to begin with? Meaning that it's the California government that has been negligent. The Department of Water Resources, which is part of the California, has been negligent in maintaining this dam to the proper safety codes. You got to remember, this dam was certified before the break. It was certified only on a year-to-year basis for operation. It could not get the 5 or the 12 year certifications that normal dams get. Just some minor details. And who's to know if they're going to get that kind of certification even now, ladies and gentlemen, as we get deeper and deeper into this, the quagmire known as the Oroville Dam. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Many people came out to hear our spiel in several counties in the coastal area last week, and we really want to thank everybody for coming out and hearing what we had to say. It's very exciting to be able to talk about New California, and we did exactly that. Spoke to a number of groups, like I said, and very, very positive things came out from Santa Barbara to Santa Cruz to Santa Clara. We have really covered a lot of this state, and we're doing it in, a very, very good fashion. Many shout-outs to all the people in those counties who came out to see us and talk to us. Really appreciate it. I think we won a lot of people over with the whole New California State movement, as you're starting to see it around the nation. It's becoming beyond California, and other states have figured it out. And, we've helped them, absolutely. We think that this is really the avenue of the way to go to stop any of this, disaster capitalism, number one. Got to remember, the situation in California with disaster capitalism has been a disaster to begin with. And, yeah, they want to burn, baby, burn, so that they can get more cash from the federal government. Remember, the federal government gives California $1.47 for every dollar that California puts in. I don't think that's very fair. No, I don't. Especially because you know they're deliberately doing it. They're deliberately doing it. And that's, of course, something that we would never tolerate in New California, to do it right. You know, the things that they have disallowed people to do like grazing on their own property, keep the weeds down, having their own livestock graze, something stupid like that, making sure that your water is being well taxed and taken away from you. All your riparian rights are gone. These are the kind of things that the California state is doing to its citizens naturally. And now they're going begging for more money, more money, more money. Because remember, the California state people, what they do is they use that money for other things, such as illegal foreign national. You got to pay that bill too, right? Which is coming across the border right now. There is an invasion coming across the border. And it's really hard to deny the invasion at this point in time. 100,000 people came across the border illegally, I might add. The whole thing has just been an absolute debacle in terms of, it's pretty obvious, but it's been a debacle just because, people say it's not. Trump cuts aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. This is something is, of course, the biggest problem facing our nation today. So now we have the president clamoring that he's going to cut aid to Central American countries as migrant crisis deepens. Thank goodness he's doing that, huh? Well, everybody's screaming, including the people that are benefiting the most from these illegal foreign nationals. Everybody is screaming, if you will, that what we're doing, if we're threatening even to cut aid to Central American countries, is it's absolutely deplorable and despicable. We should be doing these things. We should be helping these people out. And, of course, that's not what we're trying to do here. This is an invasion promulgated by a lot of people who want to see the destruction of the United States. This is an attempt to demographically alter the United States forever. Now, that's just me. Now, the Reuters article here that was cited Saturday afternoon midnight, so really Sunday morning. Trump has claimed that the countries had set up caravans of migrants in order to export them to the United States. That's true. This is the article from Julia Hart, Tim Reed. El Paso, Texas, March 30th, U.S. government cut aid to Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras on Saturday after President Donald Trump blasted the Central American countries for sending their migrants to the United States and threatened to shutter the U.S.-Mexico border. A surge of asylum seekers from the three countries have sought to enter the United States across the southern border in recent days. On Friday, Trump accused the nations of having set up migrant caravans and sent them north. Trump said that there was a very good likelihood he would close the borders this week if Mexico did not stop the migrants from reaching the United States. Frequent crossers of the border, including workers, students worried about the disruption in their lives, the president threatened shutdown could cause. At a rally on the border of El Paso, the Democratic presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke denounced Trump's immigration policies as the politics of fear and division.
Really?
Pandering to the slave master, huh, Beto? Because that's what this is, of course. There's no work here. and we want to improve our lives to get ahead for our families, for our children. I don't give a damn what Trump says. I'm determined, Garcia says. This is Mario Garcia, 45-year-old bricklayer from El Salvador. Garcia was one of a group of at least 90 people who had left the capital, San Salvador, over the weekend on buses headed north. In what locals said was the 10th so-called caravan to deport to the United States, the government of El Salvador has said it has tried to stem the flow of immigrants. The Honduran government ministry on Saturday called the U.S. policies contradictory but stressed that its relationship with the United States was solid and on close and positive. Sure. This time, it says Trump, who launched his presidential campaign in 2015 with a promise, to build a border wall and crack down on illegal immigrants, has repeatedly threatened to close the frontier during his past 2 years in office, but has not followed through. And you can't continue to threaten and be believed if you don't do it. This time, that's a fact. I'm not I mean, I think all of you would agree if you keep on. It's like this spoiled child. You know, 1 minute they're throwing feces on the wall, right? And you go, oh, that's okay. And you, that becomes okay. Next minute they're urinating on the floor. That's okay. Take out they you know take their when they get to be on diapers, they do other things too, and that's okay. You don't stop it. As a parent, there's certain behavior patterns you got to correct your discipline. Give them structure. It's not punishment. Give them structure. And if they don't, they just keep on doing it. Well, guess what? Trump is threatened, and they keep on doing it. There it is. Threaten all you want. They keep on coming. And, of course, I think we need to dig into who these people are that are getting the most money out of these illegal foreign nationals. You've heard me say this many, many times. But what will happen, they're going to have to do something. And, of course, Trump is hoping that for some reason inaction is okay and is good for, what should I say, inaction is very good if you're a Democrat. That's the best thing that they can hope for. And these people live in abject poverty down the hill. I wonder why that is. I mean, I really wonder why that is. You think maybe they're kept deliberately in poverty in those areas? Now, here's the overwhelming evidence. Information that says, we've never seen anything like this as Trump threatens to close border migrants, overwhelm Texas cities. Yeah. Cloward and Piven, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is. It's the Cloward and Piven strategy. 700-mile busloads after... Well, hey, come on. I got to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It's kind of interesting. We were talking about what is going on with all these migrant caravanners that are out there and all that other good stuff. And it's kind of interesting to see how this is all starting to play out, if you will. And it is playing out. There's no doubt it's playing. There is no doubt. Let there be no doubt at all that this whole thing is playing out right in front of your very eyes. Yeah, we're being raided, invaded. Right in front of our very eyes. What's wrong with you people? Come on. Get your act together. That's really what it comes down to, isn't it? Get your act together. Illegals overwhelm Texas cities. I knew I'd like to see this one going on. This is kind of an interesting one. You know, I've been trying, you know, I'm talking myself blue in the face. You know, it's very frustrating. Listen, I've got to tell you, when you have the information and trying to impart it on people, and you want to help them out, and they think you're going to help them out, or they think you're not helping out in the best way, or you're not telling them what they want to hear, even though it's the truth, it's history. You know, one of the places in which we met the other day, and we had our activity, if you will. What happened was is that. I made some comments, I think rather sensitive to some people, but I made it, you know. And one of the people in the audience said, well, you know, he said basically, hey, well, that's history. You can't say much more. That is history. And, of course, immediately people recognized, well, that is history. A big part of, important part of our history that had to be recognized. And people just, oh, but it's kind of like he had to be the when you take a ball and you throw it against a wall and it bounces off, well, I threw him the ball and it bounced off and it went to everybody else. And go, oh, I get it. So we've been talking about these caravans, so we're blue in the face, and here it is. And this one here is an interesting one because it's really the site of Cloward and Piven strategy being worked right here. Now, a lot of people don't understand that Cloward and Piven strategy. Let me help a brother and sister out. How's that? We'll help you out. A Cloward and Piven strategy is when you are you can form an organization, get a group of people, and overwhelm the system, whatever system you're talking about, right? If you got a bank, if you will, you can create a run on the bank. That's kind of like a Cloward and Piven strategy. You run it into the ground. In other words, if you want to take out, if I was to say to one of the major banks out there, let's say the number one bank in the world, which I'm not going to mention, but all of a sudden the depositors say, wait a minute, we want our money out now, today, right now, Bubba. And they'd have to do it. They would have to do it. Now, they'd get to a point where they'd shut it down and say, wait a minute, we have to be solvent. We have to have some liquidity, they'd say. So they wouldn't give you your money, but they'd give you like script. Or they give you something else for whatever the value of your money is, in lieu of your money, because you don't have cash. They don't have the cash to do that. So, I mean, that's sort of the banking industry. You have to everything's marginalized and everything. I can get into the whole margin speaking about why they have to have funds and so on. They have to have enough funds to protect their investments, which they've already made in the forms of loans to other people. They're going to pay them high interest rates, right? That's how it works. That's how they make your money. They give you money and they earn interest on the money. That's how they make money. It's real simple. And fees. Oh, yeah, fee. They have to fee you to death. fee, a fee for some, this, that, and the other. Every time you use a credit card, yep, there's a fee. Use your debit card, yep, there's a fee, right? That's how they make money. But how they lose money is when there's no confidence in their bank. And right now we're getting a lot of that sort of showing up all over the place when there's a Cloward and Piven strategy being, just like the bank run, being made on us right now with the illegal foreign nationals. These illegal foreign national people are coming across the border in so many numbers now that they cannot control it. And that's exactly been one of the messages that Kirstjen Nielsen has made. And everybody else says too. See, this is where the rubber meets the road. It says, what are we looking at here? We're looking at, a Border Patrol agent. Let's see if we can chime in on this one and see what we got in terms of sound. Here we go.
The changes in the law and closing the vulnerabilities in our legal framework is the only way that this flow is going to be reduced and we're going to be able to restore integrity to our immigration system. Right now, we are not able to even reach the claim of legitimate asylum seekers. Our courts tell us that 10 to 15% of Central American migrants have a legitimate asylum claim at the end of the process. Those people won't even be judged now for 2 to 5 years or more to have that asylum claim adjudicated. Because this economic migration, which it primarily is, fleeing poverty, fleeing difficult conditions, food insecurity, especially in the Western Highlands of Guatemala and in the rural areas of Honduras, is overwhelming that legitimate asylum population. That's a broken system. For unaccompanied children, we have government partners in the Northern Triangle, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, who are ready to take children back and handle that humanely. Those are their citizens. They believe they have the responsibility for. And we're not allowed to do that under the law, under the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act. We need changes to those two situations. We need to be able to detain families together for a short period of time, 4 to 8 weeks, to go through an immigration court proceeding. If they don't have a valid claim, we will repatriate. If they do, they'll be released with certainty that they have asylum, with the ability to plan, to invest in a business.
We've been listening to a presentation at the Paso del Norte International Bridge by Mark R. Lambie and Aaron Martinez and Samuel Gaetan. And this is, of course, they're pleading their case. The federal government hasn't helped them out. And it's interesting, they 700 miles to the east, busload of weary, bedraggled migrants crowd into the Catholic Charities Humanitarian Respite Center in McAllen, Texas. Organizers there are used to handling 203 migrants a day. Lately, the migrants see now they're getting... These Catholic charities, by the way, are getting billions of dollars for these people, right? Right. Trafficking in human flesh and slavery. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. All right, what else we got going on here? Oh, Catholic Charities at the Border. Catholic Charities at the Border. This is a USA Reuters, I believe. Article. Is it Reuters? It's got to be. Yeah, USA Today, but it's not Reuters. So it's USA Today. 700 miles east, busload after busload of weary, bedraggled migrants crowd into the Catholic Charities Humanitarian Respite Center at McAllen, Texas. Uh-huh. This was, as Trump visits border, McAllen residents ask, what crisis? I don't know why they're referring to this now. Where do they say, Pimentel? Is he with the Catholic Charities? Yeah, there's no, listen, as far as, this is an interesting thing. This is an article that was referred by the previous article, which I'll kind of plug in here. It says, at the Catholic Charities of Rio Grande Valley Humanitarian Respite Center, which helps immigrants released from federal custody, families arrange bus tickets for relatives in the USA as children rummage through bins of donated toys and volunteers handed out oranges. Sister Norma Pimentel, who runs the center, said about 100 migrants were there, down from a daily average of 300 to 500 in December, a high average for December, but lower than previous years. Ah. Pimentel said she doesn't see the criminal migrants Trump warned about in his Oval Office. Really? The migrants she sees on a daily basis are mostly families fleeing violence in their own countries. Pimentel said she hopes Trump gets a fuller picture. This is as they, yeah. So they get a great picture going on there. They get whatever they want. Whatever they want. We're talking about, well, whatever they want are just people, human beings. They get paid for these people. Their admitted numbers from 1 to 100, 300, probably about maybe anywhere from $2,000 to $8,000 per person at the end of the day for them. Huh. I hate it when this happens. Now, that's a different number and different circumstance altogether as we've described the foster parenting programs. That is something completely different. Anyway, we're running up against the clock right now. We're going to be coming up to the next hour, so hang with us. The music is starting in about 2 seconds. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. Great stuff happening with New California. So thanks for listening. And remember, Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.